Right now, we're going to talk a little downtown North Platte as we have Shay Caldwell joining us and also have my buddy Jake from RX joining us. Guys, how are you?
Well, I don't know many places where 98 feels better than 101, but...
Hey, I mean, it was almost 104 yesterday, I think.
You weren't out at the rodeo long enough yesterday, then.
Oh, I was there. I got there at about 5, and honestly, I didn't think it felt too bad at 5. I mean, don't get me wrong, I was sweating, but I thought it was going to be a lot worse.
You mean right when you got out of your car?
Yeah, yep.
See, we were smart. We didn't head out till like 6:45, so the sun was kind of going down, so it felt pretty good at that point.
There was a nice breeze at that point, too.
Yes.
It felt pretty good.
Yes, see, we are smarter than you guys.
This isn't your first rodeo, though, Shay.
Correct.
Downtown North Platte, a real hopping in place here in the past several weeks, and really picking up a lot of traction here coming into the Nebraska Land Days Festival.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you want to talk rodeo, we're gonna be having a bike rodeo here next, well, that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
okay. Yeah. Tomorrow morning, so it's gonna kick off pretty early when it's still hopefully cool, right? Right around 9 a.m.
Oh, it'll be still nice then.
So it's a youth bike rodeo, and kind of what is that? What do we do with that? So the Downtown Association, we help out with the bike rodeo. What it is teaching bike safety to the younger generation coming around North Platte.
Okay.
Looking over the bikes, checking the bikes for safety, making sure all the sprockets, chains, pedals. I don't know, Shay, how many other parts are to a bike?
I don't know, Jake, how many?
53. There's 53 parts to a
bike. Are you serious?
I have no idea. No.
Jake, you're so confident, though. He was so confident in the studio, folks. I was like, 53? Wow, that's a lot.
I perhaps should have worn my shirt that has all of the bike parts on it for you. I'll remember to do that next time.
Outside
of
my expertise.
Do you have to stand in front of a mirror at the shop then, Shay? Or do you just stand in front of the mirror to check it out?
Yeah, let's see. Do I have all the parts put back together on this bike? Let me see.
Full blueprint. Yep.
Full blueprints right there.
So they're going to have some obstacle courses the kids can kind of go through and, you know, check out their skills, see how well they can do. Would you say one of the obstacles is how slow can they go?
Yes, yes. If
really?
You can keep control of your bike and stay upright and see how slow you can go. So you actually want to have the longest time for that particular obstacle course.
How unique.
And for yours, you do actually have to take your training wheels off when you take that course.
Are you guys going to teach me to ride without my training wheels when I show up?
Absolutely.
Oh,
you know,
good.
That's probably my favorite part, is when we get to work with some of those kids and give them that confidence to be able to ride without their training wheels. And
even
they
25-year-olds?
We got
okay.
you. We
right.
got
good,
you.
Good. Don't think I won't show up with my pink bicycle.
Sweet. Does it have the little frillies hanging out of the handlebars?
It does. It yeah. does.
Nice.
It has a nice bell. Has a nice
Sweet.
Bell on it.
Yeah, bells are important.
Yep.
The ching ching, or is it the clown horn?
One for each handle.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep, one for each handle. So
no wonder you fall off all the time.
I don't know if it's falling off as much as I'm pushed off. One of the two.
Oh my goodness! But you know, it is, safety is a big deal, though. You know,
Absolutely.
We want to make sure that these kids are safe out there. And you know, some people think it's not cool to wear a helmet. We're trying to change that thinking. And you know, and they have so many cool helmets out there these days.
I was gonna say, there's some really unique helmets out there.
Yes, and so many kids, you know, we've heard stories of them getting hit on bicycles, you know, because they're always coming in wanting them fixed, and it's the helmet that really saved their lives. You know, we can handle a damaged bicycle.
Sure.
You know, it's tough when you have to deal with a damaged kid.
Yep. And the bicycle is replaceable, too.
Exactly.
It can be replaced.
Yes.
And it can be fixed.
100%.
Bike rodeo returning to downtown North Platte. It's been, golly, about 5 years, I think, Shay. Does that sound about right?
I think so.
I think so.
You
guys were just starting to do the cycling, I think, the last time we had one downtown.
Yes. So, yeah, it's, I think, our first one. It must have been 2017, 2018, maybe?
Right.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. So, this is something that's awesome, returning to downtown North Platte, and even better, it's during Nebraska Land Days, too.
Of course, right. Yes. It's just a perfect match.
It is. And it's going to be a great day for it tomorrow. Also have some sandcastle building so kids can bring the bikes down and maybe park them on the other side of the lot and go build little sandcastles.
Yeah, right after the bike rodeo, we're going to kick into the sandcastle building. So the bike rodeo, 9 to 10:30, and then the sandcastle is from 10:30 to 11:30, 12 o'clock, right around when they start the car parade.
Okay.
So any and everybody, you're more than welcome to come down and build a sandcastle, as small as you want or as big as you want, whatever you think you can accomplish in a, you know, an hour and a half. And then coupled in with that, we call it the money scramble for the 4 and under. So it kind of gives them a chance to get a little involved in the sandcastle building. you know, at least rummage through the sand and find, we got them in Easter eggs?
No, nope. We just take the coins and we just toss them in the sand.
So they get a you know, play pirate for a day, dig through the sand and find a little bit of treasure.
We try to keep that the younger kids so mm-hmm. that they actually have a chance to find the money. You know, when they're a little bit older, they're grabbing all that money and taking off. So,
and they're pretty quick too.
Yes. So we want to keep this event, you know, something fun for the littles mm-hmm. while their older siblings are building sandcastles.
Yeah, keep everybody entertained.
Yes, for sure. And then another important piece to that is that we will actually have the, you'll want to come in off of Front Street because of so many of the roads being closed downtown.
Sure.
So for these events, you'll want to come in off of Front Street, and you'll want to turn into the entrance that's closest to Ace Hardware.
Okay.
The one that's closest to the former Alco building will be closed off because that is the end where the Sandcastle building
sure.
will take place.
So you want to drive over there the other end by La Hacienda and Ace Hardware, right between
yes.
those two.
Yes, yep, and you'll be able to park over there, and we'll have sand buckets for all the kids.
Awesome.
We have sand pails. We've got some prizes, and I believe, I'm not 100% sure, but if you come out and build a sandcastle, I'm pretty sure there might be some double dips in it for you.
Ooh, mm-hmm. delicious. Delicious.
Oh, yeah. Right around noon, that's perfect time for lunch.
Oh, yeah, it is. I love it. And this is all taking place in the Parkade Plaza parking lot, Shay?
The bike rodeo will take place in Parkade Plaza parking lot, and then it will cross 6th Street and go into the Whitetail parking lot as well.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And Sandcastle will be, like we said, over on that west section of the Parkade Plaza parking lot. So for driving in purposes, you want to go over by Ace Hardware, like Shay said, just off of Front Street there. And then you can enjoy the car parade, too. It's going to be making its way through downtown North Platte. So have the lawn chairs ready or have a spot on the curb and enjoy it.
And for those of you who haven't been downtown yet since the renovations have taken place, make sure you get there a little bit early and check it all out. It's a whole new downtown.
If you haven't made it down after the renovations, I'm saying, what the heck? I mean, come on, folks. Let's get with it. You need to try to make an effort, though, in all seriousness, to come by sometime after the sun sets. Even if you just drive through or drive by, it's gorgeous when the sun sets with the lights we have. For about 2 months now, is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
It's been a process, but we're finally kind of reaching the end of it.
We're cooking now. It's looking great. It's looking great.
Thanks.
Anything else you guys want to add this morning?
No, there's a few other events we're involved in here in the coming weeks, so we'll be on with you again, I'm sure. But that's kind of our main mark for this week, just trying to get as many kiddos down there and have a good day. You know, everybody's out of school. Enjoy some ice cream, enjoy some bike riding, and it should be a good time for everybody.
And parade day Saturday, too. Set up somewhere in downtown North Platte, do a little bit of shopping before and after the parade, get in and out of some businesses, enjoy some free AC.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll need it. Jake, Shay, thank you so much for stopping in the studio this morning.
No, thank you, Tristan.
Thanks.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. It's presented to you by Shelter Insurance Agents Pete, Brent, and Bo, Community Strong, all day long.